The essay was presented by Ruth Padal and produced by B.T. Rubens. And you might like to know that all editions of the essay, including this one, are available on the Radio 3 website. They're also available as a download.
Does opera have an image problem? Expensive, elitist, and an art form for just the few? It's how opera's often portrayed in the media, but it's just one side of the story. From cinemas to pubs, today opera is seen and heard by more people than ever before. The grand spectacle that is opera still attracts its fair share of controversy, so Music Matters travels to Glyndebourne to ask an expert panel, why does opera still matter today? To find out why opera matters today, join me, Petroc Trelawney, for Music Matters, live from Glyndebourne tomorrow at 12:15, or download the Music Matters podcast from the Radio 3 website.
11 o'clock this Friday evening, and now on Radio 3, World on 3 with Lopa Katari.
Jonathan, thanks very much. Well, coming up on the programme tonight... But first, live in the studio, it's Sam Lewis from Nashville, Tennessee. Sam, a very happy Independence Day to you.
Thank you very much. thank you.
Play us a song.
This is far from patriotic, but we'll go. It's called Reinventing the Blues, a little walk through the work week.
Monday morning, alarm is ringing. You can hear me in the shower just a-singing. I hate reinventing those blues. Tuesday come, Tuesday gone. I hope the weekend take a half as long. I hate reinventing those blues. Hey there, Wednesday, well, you're about half right. But I'm gonna buy me a sixer. Lord knows I still miss her, but I can't get too tight, no. Is it Friday? It's just Thursday. I'm going the wrong direction, down a one-way. I hate reinventing those blues. Yes, I do. Hey there, weekend. Well, you're finally here. But now over on that corner, you're selling more than paycheck bill. Close the window, draw the curtain. I ain't a-talking about why I've been hurting, mama. I hate reinventing those blues. Sunday morning, in the kitchen, thinking about what I've been missing, but I hate reinventing those blues. Yes, I hate reinventing those blues. Mm-hmm.
How lovely. Sam Lewis, one of Nashville's brightest new singer-songwriters, opening the programme for us tonight with Reinventing the Blues. I'm Lopa Kotari and this is World on Three. Tonight's programme is largely about festivals, past, present and future. Sam Lewis, who heard you heard just there, has hot-footed it over here to the BBC studios in central London from Maverick Festival in Suffolk to join us tonight. I've also got music from last weekend's Glastonbury and from bands who I hope to see at a festival in the not-too-distant future. Here's a group who you might remember from last year's WOMAD in Charlton Park. They brought a good old Australian slash Bollywood sing-along a dance-along to the Charlie Gillett stage, turning the heat up on an already pretty hot day. They are Melbourne-based at the Bombay Royale, and this is Tere Mina from their new album, The Island of Dr. Electrico.
Yeah.
Aisha Telemont from modern Tuaregs Imarhan Timbuktu, the sister group to Northern Mali's Taghtit. They're a regular feature at Mali's Festival au Désert. Their songs bring people to their feet to dance, and their lyrics act as a reminder to them of their heritage and struggle to be recognised. Akal Warled, the title of their album, means foreign country, and it's a reference to all the Tuareg refugees who remain in exile and long to return to their homelands. Now, perennial innovators and serial collaborators Kronos Quartet are a group like no other, and they turned 40 this year. To mark this incredible achievement, they've brought out a 5-CD box set and an album called A Thousand Thoughts, in which they join forces with a whole host of guests and indulge their music fancies. Well, this is the round sun and crescent moon in the sky, where they're joined by a band of happy, laughing Chinese musicians and, by the sounds of it, acrobats.
同志们，准备好了吗？Yeah! joy both night and morning.
Summer's brewing on Yorkshire soil, outhouse, cellar, garage, a shed, a band of brewers with local pride. The real ale revolution spreads.
Stir the mash, bring to the boil, add the hops and build the taste. Anorak or anarchist, arouse, arouse, your pint awaits.
Landlord, come fill up a glass, patience and a steady hand. Talk it up, don't waste a drop, then you can be thankful for good ale. Thou art my darling, thou art my joy, both night and morning.
In those dark satanic mills, Citra Tup has Bramling Cross. The artisan dreams of the mix, a blend of two or single hop.
Pale and hoppy or nutty slack, fruity, mellow, tangy, cool. What will whet the appetite? A flavour chaser's juke tonight. Landlady, fill up the glass with banter and acerbic wit. Top it up, don't waste a drop, then we can be joyful.
Magic rock, sportsman, riverhead, summer wine. From far afield to Huddersfield, common beer, not copper rot. Come on, come on, raise your glass to save the grand old local pub. Top it up, this one's on me. Let us all be merry for good ale. Thou art my darling, thou art my joy.
Contemporary folk duo Belinda O'Hooley and Heidi Tito, and Summit's Bruin, a song that's been crowned the Huddersfield Beer Anthem and holds up the real ale anoraks as revolutionaries fighting for communities to stand together against the big corporates and the destruction of the local pub. Fighting and no doubt thirsty stuff. And so to Sam Lewis, my guest tonight, who has come to celebrate what remains of American Independence Day with us. Sam, strike up a tune for us, would you? What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Waiting on You.
Waiting for the time it takes to wait on you. Thinking of all the things I wanna do. Searching for a reason not to answer. Well, I'm waiting for the time it takes to wait on you. But I'm waiting. Still I'm waiting on you. Looking through the darkness at the shadows, where I don't recognize the time or place. But I know why I never see. Where beauty is something you never have to chase. but I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting on you. Yeah, well, I'm waiting. Well, I'm waiting on you. Sometimes I think you're moving in slow motion. There's no rhyme or reason for the things you do. Or maybe I'm just fishing in the ocean. I'll keep catching and releasing till I find you. But I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting on you. Yeah, well, I'm waiting. Well, I'm waiting on you.
Beautiful simplicity from Sam Lewis and a song called Waiting on You. Sam, come join me here at the table. You've been touring around the UK quite a bit. When did you get here?
I flew here June 1st and I've been here since.
Is this your first experience of the UK?
Warm experience. I was here this past winter. I was supporting a very talented musician by the name of Martin Harley. I supported his solo tour this last winter. And so, this is my second time over. I'm a bit more independent this run. I had to get a hire car. So if I've cut anybody off out there on the roads, I'm very sorry. So, yeah.
Tell me something about yourself, Sam. You are from Tennessee, right?
I was not born and raised, but I've lived in Tennessee since 2005.
Where were you born and raised then?
I was born in a town called Orange, actually Orange, California, Garden Grove to be exact. But I was raised in the South, like Virginia, North Carolina. And I made my way to Tennessee by the time I was 20, and I've been there since. So
have you had a kind of nomadic childhood, a nomadic life?
I think some would say that. You don't really know what you had until you had it. So at times, you know, but it seemed pretty normal to me when I was, you know, that was a long time ago. So.
And what was it that drew you to Nashville?
I had a good friend that had become a daddy, and he moved out there to raise his child, and you know, I didn't really have much holding me back in our hometown, and I was working for Walmart actually at the time, and I transferred out there to a town called Knoxville. And I just started writing songs, and I thought that this would be a great opportunity to maybe share these songs for people that I don't know and I might never see again. So thus began the open mic nights and the coffee shops and all that. So
the cloak of not being known.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was the first song you wrote?
I can't remember.
No?
I can't remember. But I can tell you this, it was absolutely horrible.
You've blotted out from your memory.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been blessed and fortunate to be able to have written quite a few. So I'm, you know, happy it's constantly evolving.
Do you like singing solo, or is this what you've always done, or have you had a band before?
Yeah, I've played with folks. I have an amazing group of musicians in Nashville that will we put together bands and we put together shows, and sometimes we go out of town together, and it's a real treat for many reasons. But I've played a lot by myself, and it's a totally different show, to say the least. But it seems to I can really fit a solo show in just about anywhere from a pub to, you know, I still play coffee shops from time to time, and you know, to a house concert, to, you know, you can throw it anywhere.
So what have your music influences been then? I mean, if you've come all the way over from the west coast of America into the heart of country music.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't really remember living in California. I was really young when we moved to North Carolina. But I do remember getting into, like, my parents' 45s and their 33s. And I got hooked on a guy by the name of Roy Orbison when I was really young. I was probably 7. And I don't know how or why or what, but I was in a trance when I listened to him. It was just very, you know, the older you get, the more you try to understand why you're into something like that, because it was very dramatic. Most of his songs are insanely sad. So, you know, a lot of just golden oldies and Motown, I think, and then, you know, whatever was current when I got a guitar when I was 12 or 13. So, like, you know, Nirvana and the whole grunge movement was hit me, you know. And I was wearing flannel and, you know, skipping school. And then I got older and I found out who Bob Dylan was and Leon Russell. And, you know, I dug real deep into Willie Nelson. And and they have led to many other amazing artists that have somehow, I hope, rubbed off on me. But we're all just kind of filters in a way, aren't we? So, yeah, there's a lot. There's too many to name.
Yeah. Would you give us another song, Sam?
I'd be honored, yeah.
What's it going to be?
I'm going to do a song that is on my debut album, which is the only one I have available. And it's about dreams. It's called In My Dreams. So I had a bad dream one night, and I remembered it in the shower.
That sounds a little bit Psycho-ish to me. The film Psycho, of course, Hitchcock's, yeah. Psycho. A bad dream and remembered, yeah, in the shower.
But I actually remembered, you know, when you're in the shower, sometimes you go back to the dream state. You can remember a little bit of where you were just at, and then it's gone in a flash. So while I had this in mind, I picked it out. It's called, In My Dreams.
Another night has passed us by since you gave me your last kiss. It broke my heart to hear you say my love you wouldn't miss. You thought that it was best we part. I wasn't worth your time. If you don't want me in your dreams, you stay out of mine. If you don't want me in your dreams, baby, that's just fine. I don't know how I let you down. I guess I was blind. But I'll try my best not to think of you, so we can both make it through the night. But if you don't want me in your dreams, you stay out of mine. Well, I woke up mad this morning. Once again, I've been robbed. Well, I dreamt of you, I was sleeping. Showed up late on the job. Well, you look so sweet looking back at me, but you never were that kind. If you don't want me in your dreams, you stay out of mine. If you don't want me in your dreams, baby, that's just fine. But I don't know how I let you down, I guess. I was blind. I'll try my best not to think of you, so we can both make it through the night. But if you don't want me in your dreams, you stay out of mine. Yes, if you don't want me in your dreams, you stay out of mine.
The delightful, soft-spoken Sam Lewis, remembering a song that he had in a dream in the shower. He'll be back with us a bit later on in the programme. Still to come, part 22 of Commonwealth Connections, Radio 3's landmark series, bringing music from all 53 member nations of the Commonwealth in the lead-up to the Games being held in Glasgow at the start, that start in just under 3 weeks' time. Also, music from Sharon Kuti and Egypt 80 and Nithin Sawhney, who both played at Glastonbury this year. And talking of festivals, here on Radio 3...
¿Qué te ha dado esa mujer? Puro Tomás. ¿Qué te ha dado esa mujer? Oye, ¿qué te la pasa?
papi acuxo bem garimeu, na chuva garimeu consigo um flare, mas mundo dois panda só coja vê. Chuva garimeu, mete pô no vir, monta burro um ovo, é uma coisa e ventura.
Papi acuxo bem garimeu, na chuva garimeu consigo um flare, mas mundo dois panda só coja vê. Chuva garimeu, mete pô no vir, monta burro um ovo, é uma coisa e ventura.
Amanhã foi bem a destila, gato foi tique pra minha crengue, gostei de meu cera, rinho se palácio, meta vasta.
Chubenga and choral group Torero Terrero from Cape Verde on an album celebrating the best of the island's music talent. Before that was some Latin rare groove. Rare groove was a term used in the 80s to describe obscure and hard to find music from the US that DJs and musicians sought out to bring that extra special something to the dance floor, music that they could sample and twist into the next big hit. Well, World Music Network has brought out an album called Rough Guide to Latin Rare Groove, and that track that I played was Esa Mujer from Los Kenyas, a lesser-known Venezuelan band. Philip Nanton, a poet, writer and educator, is from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and he's chosen this week's Heritage Track, the part of our Commonwealth Connection series where we ask a local dignitary or sporting hero to tell us what music really tells us about their country and why. Here he is.
6 years old and my father gave me a trumpet and he showed me how to do it, how to polish it, how to respect it. And he said, exercise your potential, hold on to this.
My name is Philip Nanton. I'm from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I teach part-time at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill in Barbados, and I'm a writer.
I'm a 18-year-old and my girlfriend.
My choice of music is the piece Credentials by the jazz poet Shay Keen, who is probably the best known Vincentian artist in the second half of the 20th century.
We rebel. And I blow it. And she like. And I say, my father didn't give me that. But he gave me this.
The reason that I chose it is that it combines both his poetry and his jazz, because he was also a very well-established poet. And St. Vincent has the common Caribbean experience of migration, and it's particularly large in St. Vincent, so much so that probably more people from St. Vincent live out of the country than live in it.
And I say, give me father, well, give me that, and well, give me this. 40-year-old, and I touch back down over my country, and I like it. And I cool it, and I bring back all my father trumpet gear. But the sweet fool them say, boy, what you come home from? Where your big cow, your wool hat, where your snacks all in your whiskey and your cantankerousness? Ah, we culture, we potential is definitely non-residential. All this trumpet is a famous load of piss. Hold on to this. So I heist up my credential. Same one when my father show. How for polish, how for respect, how for blow. And I say to them, fear.
When he talks about return in the poem, it shows the extreme ambivalence to the returnee, the person who goes back, having left the shores of the island. What he's saying, though, at the end of the poem is that as an individual, you know, basically he'll choose to go his own way and do his own thing. The piece illustrates, I think, a particular feature of St. Vincent, which is a combination of rawness and the beauty. I suppose I'm talking about the conventional things that people look for, the bright sunshine, the unspoiled beaches, and the lack of refinement in the society. The fact that it's perhaps one of the poorer of the Caribbean countries in many ways. And life is hard for many people from the country.
Credentials by Shake Keen, tonight's heritage track, chosen by fellow Vincentian poet Philip Nanton, and it was produced by Serena Field. There's loads of fantastic music and stuff on the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3, one of which is all the episodes of the Commonwealth Connections that you can download as a podcast, both the heritage tracks and the features. In just a couple of clicks, the links will take you to the right place so you can listen to the series whenever you like, wherever you like, again and again and again in high quality HD sound. Sound of that, I might add, is probably the best you'll find. To get the most out of it, listen on quality headphones, of course, or plug it into your hi-fi system.
Beautiful music from the 2014 York Early Music Festival. Two contrasting programmes, live in concert, here on BBC Radio 3. East meets West, with Jordi Savall as he recreates the sounds of the Mediterranean and the Near East in medieval times. And the 16 revisit the golden age of Renaissance polyphony. Live in concert, next Thursday and Friday evening at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3. Both concerts available in HD sound for 7 days via the Radio 3 website.
You're listening to Lopa Katari here on BBC Radio 3. In a bit, we're going to return to my guest in session tonight, Sam Lewis. But first, here are three tracks to gyrate to. Malian Electro Klezmer for some slow step and dub, followed by a short tune to practice your belly dancing moves, and finally some Brazilian roots music to step a gentle samba to. So first, here's Anachronic Electro Orchestra featuring Malian rapper Ami D. Adriano Adewale and Signor Zezinho d'Angola from his album Raízes, a tribute to Adriano's great uncle, who he discovered was brought to Brazil as a slave from Angola. Full details of all the songs I'm playing tonight are up on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. And so it's I believe it's back to Sam Lewis now. Sam, what song are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play a song called I'm a River right now.
There's a valley not far from here, beyond the dam, where all the water runs real clear. You'll find everything you've been looking for. There was a time when I could offer you much more. Would you believe it if ever you were told? Once I was worth more than my weight in gold. Where dreams and promises once flowed with such grace have all been washed up and dried on these banks. You'd run into me and I'd save your life. I'd have you singing, I saw the light. But I'm a river full of heartache you'll never swim. Take one step closer, I'll pull you in. I've seen trouble and I've seen pain. Well, I got beat by that sun and I have drowned in the rain. And I found it hard to look straight ahead. All I've ever wanted lies on this riverbed. But it's a gospel, well, I heard a man say, can't get back what you don't give away. So with every seed I've sown and love I may stay. Lord knows I'm ready for the living to give way. You'd run into me and I'd save your life. I'd have you singing, I saw the light. But I'm a river full of heartache you'll never swim. Well, take one step closer, I'll pull you in.
Good old simple musical storytelling there from Sam Lewis and a song called I'm a River. Sam, that's one of the songs that's on your album. It's a debut album called Simply Sam Lewis.
That's correct.
You know, a lot of albums, debuts in particular, have a kind of autobiographical thing about them. Is that true with your debut album?
I believe they can, and yeah, definitely. You know, picking songs for a record is pretty hard, but I think out of the ones that are on it, it's a great representation and a great introduction into what I have to offer, I think, so far as a songwriter. So there's a lot of different things on there that I think relate to the human condition.
How long have you been sort of building up to this album for then? I mean, when did you think about putting it together?
I think once you realize you're going to, you know, really take a serious swing at a project like this, you think about it for a while, you know, because there's a lot of work that goes into it, and there's a lot of help you need in order to make it happen. So, and before you even, you know what's going to be on it, you're already writing the songs, and you just have to just stay really focused on and write as much as you can while you can, because, you know, once you're in the studio, you're in the studio, and the more you can put out there, you know, it's good. So it probably took about 5 years from the conception of most of those songs that are on it to the final shrink wrap around the record. So it was about a 5-year process.
And am I right in saying that it only took a couple of days to record?
It did. As we call that, tracking. And I was very adamant about doing it live. I'd never played, I'd never really performed in a studio, let alone played with a band in a studio, especially people that I didn't really know or never had any history with. But there was some serious professionals in that room with me, and they say if you're the if you're the weakest link, or if you're the most I wouldn't say untalented, but if you're, you know, if everybody in the room is better than you, then that's a good thing. So but yeah, we tracked. It only took 2 days, but one of those days was in March of 2010, and then the other day was in January of 2011.
Gosh, so how did you? Was it difficult to keep that continuity, to keep the sound, kind of the spirit of it the same?
Not necessarily, no. Because I used the same exact players, and we used the same exact room. And my whole goal was to just make an EP. You know, I was just going to do 6 songs, and the guys and I sat with those tunes for quite a while, and I was, you know, as many things are, you're on a shoestring budget, especially when you're independent. So I was able to go back to work and save up a little bit more and get that studio time again and get the guys back in there and have another day. And so, yeah, it was interesting session, but basically 2 days in the studio. So, yeah.
Is it kind of nerve-wracking now to think that it's out there? I mean, it is, it's a permanent piece of you that is there now. You're not under this sort of cloak of the unknown singer popping up in a pub and doing a few, you know, songs and heading off somewhere else.
No, I don't think so. I'm proud of it, you know, and I, it's, it's exactly what it's both supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, and it was insanely liberating to hear those songs come back through the board in the studio with Eric Fritsch, who engineered it, you know, after everybody had gone home. And I got to hear these, as I say, I usually say this about it, you know, I came in with sketches and I left with paintings. Mm-hmm. And it was magical. So
yeah. Has doing the album and now having it in your hand kind of lifted the bar for you, you know, sort of raised your expectations or your desires or your ambitions?
It does. It was an amazing learning process making a record. And I think as an artist, that's kind of artist that doesn't want to repeat themselves, you know, as much as I think maybe some people would like you to, it's easy to get into a box, and I just don't want to be in one. And I'm this next project, actually, when I go back home, I'm going to be starting on a new project, and I'll have some new folks that are going to be working with me. Oliver Wood of the Wood Brothers is going to be producing it, and you know. So it's getting people that haven't really, I think, sat with these songs as much as I have, and to help kind of try some different avenues out. I'm really excited about, but I just, you know, yeah, I think that was a strong start, and I hope the next one is, you know, is as good or is what it should be. You know, I don't want to repeat anything that I've already done. You know, I think it needs to grow.
So if there are some people out there who want to see you live, you've still got some gigs coming up in the next few days, haven't you? You're going to be in Basingstoke and Birmingham?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am.
So just go online and find out where and when.
Yeah.
Sam, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure's been all mine.
Will you do one last song for us?
I'd be honored.
And
yeah.
What's it going to be?
I'm going to end the song here. You know, I spent Thanksgiving here, which is a big holiday in the States, last winter. And now I'm over here, 4th of July. So I hope I'm not getting flagged or anything by our government. But I spent a lot of time at my grandma's house for those kind of holidays, especially the 4th of July. And I'm going to sing a song about the street that she lived on and that I got to spend a lot of time in. It's called Virginia Avenue.
Thanks very much, Sam.
There's a place where I come from, a little out of view. There's a Sunday matinee on Virginia Avenue. Mrs. Williams and Mrs. Bean talking in their front yard. Will that father-son auto shop ever get that car to start? And down the street, you hear those dogs barking at the back fine trucks. Nobody ever says anything, just wait for them to give up. There's a place where I come from, it's a little out of view. There's a Sunday matinee on Virginia Avenue. Preston Sell won't leave me alone. He wants to take the bikes into town. Gets quiet when he hears me say, hey, we better turn around. And see the house just across the way? It's for rent again. It's being passed from the poor white trash down to the Mexican. There's a place where I come from, it's a little out of view. There's a Sunday matinee on Virginia Avenue. Walk with me. Summertime came and went down at the old folks' home. We're saying goodbye, get you a cry, then you leave them all alone. Well, my mama still talks too much, and my daddy's the youngest son. He was never quite satisfied, she was born to run. There's a place where I come from, it's a little out of view. There's a Sunday matinee on Virginia Avenue. There's a place where I come from, it's a little out of view. There's a Sunday matinee on Virginia Avenue. There's a Sunday matinee on Virginia Avenue, one more stroll.
Thank you, Sam. Memories of many a holiday with his grandma, Virginia Avenue from San Luis. And Sam's still got a few gigs to go, so watch out for a rental car around Basingstoke that might be veering onto the wrong side of the road. Now, last weekend was Glastonbury. Yes, it rained. It was also sunny and there was enough mud around for me to question why on earth I go. Well, I go because of music like this. Sheyan Kuti and Egypt 80 played on the West Holt stage on Saturday night. And Nithin Sawhney, who is on the Pyramid stage, popped into the BBC Music TP for a special acoustic set. Both artists were in great form. We start with Sheyan Kuti. He emerged onto the stage in bedazzling white, not a speck of mud on him, and proceeded to kick up his very own storm. This is African Smoke.
Just what we think of the bless me with smoke from African fire. Make the black man suffer. Smoke from African fire. Make the black man suffer. Smoke from African fire. Make the black man suffer. Smoke from African fire. Make the black man suffer. Smoke from African fire. Make the black man suffer. Smoke from African fire. Make the black man suffer. Smoke from African fire. Smoke from African fire, make the black man suffer. Smoke from African fire, make the black man suffer. Smoke from African fire, make the black man suffer. They don't want to see no fire, brother. Ready now, me eye, brother. They don't want to see no fire, brother. The burning now, me soul, brother. They don't want to see no fire, brother. It ain't now, me heart, brother. They don't want to see no fire, brother. Ready now, me eye, brother. Smoke it. They don't want to see no fire, brother. Burning up his soul, brother. They don't want to see no fire, brother. Today, I'm a hard brother. They don't want to see no fire, brother. Ready now, me eye, brother. They don't want to see no fire, brother. Today, I'm a soul, brother. They don't want to see no fire, brother. The burning up his heart, brother. They don't want to see no fire, 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 brother. You don't 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 see no fire, brother. Then I was in the fire,
This very inappropriately at Glastonbury, given that it's been raining all day, is called Sunset.
Shorty, Jerry, Shati, Omi, Bumi, Jitam. Shorty, Jerry, Shati. sun. Choti choti ami me jitam, shesh bikile moto sajetam. Ushmira der shese shayane, shor jere shati ami me jitam, shor jere shati ami me jitam.
Nikki Wells on vocals, Arif Dervish on tabla. Thank you.
Nithin Sawhney there performing in the BBC Music Teepee at Glastonbury for an exclusive acoustic set. Two songs there, Sunset and Dark Days. You know, given how fab the weather is at the moment, if you're planning a barbie or something this weekend, instead of plugging in your computer and putting your music on shuffle, why not log on to the BBC's coverage of Glastonbury and have your very own festival without the mud and a soft bed to sleep in at the end of the evening? Or what about clicking on the playlists that have been created by some of the BBC DJs? Just put BBC Playlister into your search engine and find your way to even more fabulous music. Well, we've been to St Vincent and the Grenadines in the first part of Commonwealth Connections tonight. And for the feature, we're going to stay in the Caribbean, not far from there. It's the Seychelles, a place of beautiful beaches, azure seas and palm trees that look as if they're trying to float on the water as they reach out from the white sands, growing almost parallel to the sea. Producer Laura Metcalf was there during Carnival, a perfect time to find out what the island's music was all about.
Bienvenue pour Carnaval. Carnaval est chaud, Carnaval est excitant. Carnaval vous fait mouvementer. Preserving my culture and I love promoting it, and so that's why I've chosen this group for me to keep up with what I like and also to share it with others. My favorite dance is the country dance. That's because we have the commander of the music and he tells you what to do and you have to do exactly what he says, which makes the dance beautiful. That's what I love about it. Commander, he's the one who tells you, like, okay, now you have to hold the hands and turn around, so you turn around. Now you have to go around the man and go back to your own and then dance around, you know, stuff like that. Or he can tell you, now two of you come in the middle and hold hands and turn around and go to the right and go to the left and stuff like that. It makes it beautiful.
With country dance, you know, it's come from country dance. But if you go in France, they've got the same kind of dance, but they call it quadrille. You know, it's mostly, if you look at it, it's mostly the same thing, because we once bring a group quadrille here in Seychelles, and we had a workshop together, and it was the same dance, but just, you know, a little steps, but it was really the same. That means we inherited it from the French, you know, when they were in Seychelles. This is part of it. And this is how we call a country dance. And there's lots of, this is one, but there's at about 16 of them, of pieces that form part of the country dance. This is only one part, one piece. Yeah. If we go back, you will see that in the 70s, there were the first settlers who came to Seychelles with the slaves also. So when we say our tradition, it's two parts of it. You know, there's a part that we've been inherited by the Europeans, and the other part is from the slaves or African, you know, but put the both together, it's our heritage. Because if you see Seychelles, we are mixed. You know, you see black people, white people, it's a mixture. So this is our culture, this is our tradition. So we inherit with the European, with the African, so let's put them all together, and this is how we keep our tradition. The music are traditional, it's from Seychelles, you know. We've gone to the archive, we do lots of research, like myself, so that we can get old and old music, which was performed by old and old musicians who have passed away. So the National Troupe is there to maintain, promote, and preserve our traditional music and dances. This is the singer. The singer, you know, all foreigners or all tourists that come to Seychelles, even for a small, a short of time, they all like the singer. The singer, it's very, from it must be from your hips, you know? It's very twisting from your hips, and you use your leg, and people say, if we dance too much singer, it hurts in the leg. The way it goes, it makes you feel tired. But Seychelles, foreigners, everybody enjoy the singer. And this is our main dance, the singer.
Singer, actually it's something I think that I am born with. Like every Seychelles, once we hear the sound of the drum and the music, you start dancing, you start feeling it. So it comes naturally. Yes. It's just the way that you pose yourself, the way you put your feet. One must be flat and the other one must be a bit tilted. Yes, so it gives you the movement in your belly. Yes.
My dream is to promote the Seychelles music, to make it known to the world. I don't want to become famous like Michael Jackson, no. I don't want to go there. What I want is the music to get there, not me. For the people to know that it exists a small country, very far away, very small spot in the Indian Ocean, which the music is very vibrant, is very colorful, is very nice. And it's different from whatever you're hearing in Europe, in the top music market, you know. So this is what I want to do. And this is my job, my everyday job now.
La bonne lola pay, ou di momo pi gagnon.
What I do with my music, I like the mocha. My most of the music I appreciate in Seychelles is the mocha. I can put the mucha in the cigar, I can put the cigar in the mucha. So I mix it together.
Bele mona la zan cheri, bele mona oupi. Ou cocotte, cocotte moi, sensé mon sentiment. I'll sing a song about the money. There's a, say, someone, individual, who has a wife. And when he, at the end of the month, he has a lot of money. So the wife is happy. So he loves him and do everything for him, you know. But in the middle of the month, she starts not to take care of the man. And by the 22nd, he's already almost forget about the man. But just at the end of the month, she's back again to the, because she likes money. And the guy lamented and said, please, you love me only when I have money. When I don't have money, you don't take care of me. I think this one is good. This is this kind of message you'll heal a mucha. Sometimes it's also very, very spicy, very funny. Dans mon poche n'a pas l'argent. It's the title of the song. In my pocket, there's no money. Cocotte, cocotte moi, censé mon senti bon. Ah, belle moi dans l'argent chéri, belle moi dans oupi. Oh chéri, chéri moi, censé mon senti bon. Cause mucha zaza. O chile o la e la e da da, o chile o la e la e. O chile o la e la e, o chile o la e la la. O chile o la e la e za za, o chile o la e la e. O chile o la e la e, o chile o la e la la.
This one is called Voulez-vous danser? You want to dance? It's not in French, but the title is in French. It's one of my own songs, my own composition. And what is interesting about this song, I participated in the KOA competition in South Africa in 2000. So I won first prize for the East African artist. This song was like the confirmation that the Seychelles music really has something that we can sell to the world. And I'll do that one for you. Mucha itself is like to express yourself. You have something, you must have something to say. But the creative side is, it always has two meanings. The words is parable. Mm-hmm. And it has to give some certain strong message. Sometimes it's very erotic message. Sometimes it's very deep message. And most of the time, it's a little bit rough message, pain message. And we sing, you express yourself in whatever you feel. And you light a fire to hit the drum. And the man propose the message, and the woman respond.
Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle? Dis-moi, voulez-vous danser?
It's lament. The lamentation start, and the music, the drums start to, and then it grew up to the real beat of the mucha. It goes on and on and on until that part of the song finished. And mingle a little bit around, and somebody start again with something else.
Dans son lisier, mascara, mon voix, l'invitation. Son lisier, dans mon lisier, m'oublie, problème. La vie goût, la vie en rose, à nous amoureux. Nous a dansé, chérie. Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser? Boum, zé, zé, boum, zé, zé, boum, zé, zé. Boum, zé, zé, boum, zé, zé, boum, zé, zé. Boum, zé, zé. Boom, zé, zé, boom, zé, zé, boom, zé, zé, boom, boom, zé, zé, boom. Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi, voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser? Voulez-vous danser, mademoiselle, dis-moi?
It's in me. I think it's part of me. It lives in me, and I live for that now. I love my Sega, I love the Mucha, I love the Seychelles. I love my island, I love the music, I love the people. So it's in me. This is like what I live for now.
Voulez-vous danser avec moi? Voulez-vous danser?
Music ending with music from the Seychelles that brings people together. Jean-Marc Vossi sharing the soul and heart of the Seychelles. Commonwealth Connections feature was produced by Laura Metcalf. For the last 2 weeks, we've been commemorating the 100 years since the outbreak of the First World War. As the season comes to an end on the network, you can catch up on bbc.co.uk.
It is quiet here. The rain and the mud muffle the voice of the war that is growling.
Well, we're standing on the south bank of the river in Sarajevo now, and just a few hundred yards from where we're standing.
Drew him to need to express it in some way, whether it be through notes.
The First World War season today being the 100th anniversary.
He wanted to make something great for the liberation of his people.
Of the BBC's World War One
started the worst tragedy world ever knew.
We often do turn to making poems, paintings or songs.
Hear every note played and listen to every word spoken.
What does it all mean? And why are they killing all our best and bravest?
Music in the Great War season continues here at bbc.co.uk/radio3.
You're listening to World on 3 with me, Loba Kotari. Here's another song from the Cape Verde compilation I played earlier, Hola Cabo Verde. Ayuwe is a song I've heard Angola's Bonga sing on Red Hot in Lisbon. This version is from a singer called Boy Jiménez, and he brings a real soft salsa swing to it with a light Cuban-style bass line. It's just lovely.
Ayuwe! Yeah!
Chantant top, c'est nous, bon chef, mademoiselle.
Flado go povo e com sabor ayué. Sou na sonho com viajar para Luanda. Um batom cheio de bom energia, bons ritmos. Querelen mambo, querelen. Querelen mambo, querelen. Um peso baque pa moia manuzé. Que pa me salvar nha manha angola yué. Aquele abraço de minha povo de Luanda. Um crevo apatiga lá na bolada. Ai ué, 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 sei a ué, sei a. Mama Angola, sei a ué, sei a. Dança lua, lua, anda,
thank you.
Turkey's Aynur and Diyora Bekir from her album Hevra that she co-produced with Grammy Award-winning Spanish producer Javier Limon. Well, I think I've got time to squeeze in a couple more tunes. Ivorian reggae singer Tikan Ja Fakoly has got a new album out. It's called Dernier Appel, Last Call. 10 tracks that embrace the diversity of the African continent and call on everyone to address the continent's problems now before it's too late. Choose friendship over war. That's his overriding message. This is the title track, Dernier Appel.
C'est le dernier appel du vol Africa. 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 Dans cet avion, il est écrit qu'on doit arrêter de commander Babylone donne et Babylone ordonnera toujours. Dans cet avion, il est écrit, arrêtons de tendre la main, qu'il faut travailler pour sortir ce continent du trou. C'est le dernier appel du vol Africa. 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 Embarquer pour Africa, embarquer pour Africa. Il faut embarquer, embarquer, embarquer pour Africa, embarquer pour Africa, embarquer pour Africa. Voici l'avion de nos espoirs, de l'avenir de nos gamins, de ceux qui de leurs propres mains voudront construire demain. Rejoins l'avion, pas de retard, je n'appelle pas pour rien. Il est temps enfin que s'envole notre destin. C'est le dernier appel du vol Africa. 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 Puisque l'avion va décoller, mes frères, mes soeurs, vous êtes tous invités.
pour cet avion, pas de passeport, aucun papier n'est demandé. Seulement votre volonté de voir ce continent sauvé. C'est le dernier appel du vol africain. C'est le dernier appel du vol africain.
And that really is it for tonight. I'm Lopa Kotari. Thanks for listening. Do join me at the same time next week when my guest, in a fitting end to the World Cup, is going to be Brazilian singer Tulipa. She's over here to do a gig at Rich Mix in East London on Wednesday, the 9th of July. I'm going to play us out tonight with Eleftheria Arvanitaki, as she's recently returned to Greece after a tour that saw her do a sellout concert at Carnegie Hall. So till next week, here she is with a song called Echio Theos, Never Say Die. Good night.
Όταν κοιτάς τον ουρανό συννεφιασμένο και ένα τσιγάρο πας να ανάψεις πριν να 'ρθει η βροχή, θυμίσου με σαν τραγουδάκι που 'ναι ξεχασμένο και περιμένει μια φωνή για να ακουστεί. Έχει ο Θεός καιρός θα'ρθεί να σταματήσει
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. I'm Katriana Young, and a very warm welcome to an Antipodean start to Through the Night. We're off to Wellington in New Zealand to hear the country's symphony orchestra in a concert they gave in June 2012, directed by the Bulgarian conductor Rossen Milanov. They chose music from France and Russia. Their centrepiece was the symphonic suite Rimsky-Korsakov, based on the legendary Scheherazade. Before that, Olivier Latry lent his Gallic skills to Poulenc's organ concerto, and first a symphonic suite by Paul Ducasse about a sorcerer's lazy apprentice who discovers there's more to the business of casting spells than meets the eye.